Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Hey, Leroy, why don't you go tell Brenda to fucking warm up already?
Get a grape soda.
Hey, Mom, Linda said you should probably warm up for that podcast.
Hi. We're back. This is not tonight. I'm Brenda. And tell Coach I'm fucking warm.
I'm warm. Coach I'm warm.
I've been warm.
I've been fucking...
I've been had warm. What is this, like a Dynamite or something?
What is this, a podcast or something?
Who are you?
What? Guys, this is our podcast, okay?
What's your name?
Linda, I think.
We forgot again.
I said it earlier.
Nah.
Yeah, I said I was Leroy. I said Linda said, you know?
Now you're Janet.
My fault.
You're Janet.
We have a podcast, and it's called Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda.
I'm Brenda, I have maskne.
I'm Linda, and I... Fuck it.
I talk like this.
We talk like this sometimes.
Anyway,
who cares? Just kidding. This is our podcast. This is our podcast that we really like. We really like doing it with you guys. We disappeared again. My fault.
Hey, guys. We're in Girls and Friends Beyond the Binary. We're on a fucking ultralight beam. We're on a spiritual journey. And sometimes we have to dip out for a minute or two so we can astral project. Just kidding. We're not really astral projecting, but...
Not yet.
We are going through some deep spiritual shit. It's the age of Aquarius. You know, we're about to come out fully of this Mercury retrograde. Oh my gosh, today I heard on another podcast that, I mean, they might have just been joking, and I forgot the GTS, like, or DuckDuckGo. By the way, wait. Don't Google anymore.
I don't understand.
DuckDuckGo. Google DuckDuckGo, and
what's
then
the difference?
Tell me what happens. It's like a secret Google.
Like, they have different results that come up?
Yeah, it's not, like, not the mainstream, like, algorithm.
Like, not the top results.
Not tonight.
Not tonight, okay.
It's like the Not Tonight stuff. But okay. Anyway, what was I talking about?
DuckDuckGo.
Right before that,
Mercury retrograde.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We're fully out of the woods on Saturday, March 13th. Today is not March 13th. I cannot talk. Oh my god, but no. What the fuck?
You said you heard something on the podcast.
No my god, no. No my god. I heard on a fucking podcast that spoken dyslexia is an actual thing.
Oh, thank god. Finally.
Somebody said it on a podcast. I think it was That's Messed Up. It might have been a joke, so don't fucking at me.
No, it can't be a joke.
Or do. I won't not fuck you the fuck up. But
it's real.
I feel like it's real.
I think that I have speech dyslexia.
And I have issues with spatial awareness.
And sometimes audio processing.
For real. I mean, it doesn't get more real than that. Audio, auditory processing, fucking spoken dyslexia, and whatever the fuck I said that I can't remember. No working memory.
Sometimes I can't remember what I say. Probably because I am special in a lot of different mental ways.
Sometimes I get like halfway right through my little sentence and then I forget what I was fucking talking about.
Is that because we have mental learning problems? Or is it because of the weed, which is now legal in where we live? My fault.
When you are sleeping, it's really legal. You're living a lie. It's not legal yet. It's about to be
legal.
You about to lose your job.
It's probably legal.
We're about to get a job.
We're about to get a fire.
We're about to get all the jobs.
We're about to get so many jobs.
Steve. Also,
dude. Imagine we just keep singing the rest of the episode.
This is a singing podcast.
This is a karaoke podcast.
Where all we do is relive stories from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Psych, we actually have real segments now, but I still have to sing about something, but fuck, I forgot already.
Oh, God.
Well, I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
Party and bullshit.
Okay, well, that's not what I was gonna say something for real, but we have a segment now called Party and Bullshit.
Oh my gosh, we don't have microphones, okay?
We have mic.
We do have microphones. Okay, for real quick, I'll keep it very simple. For anybody that has experience with sound engineering or mixing, please DM us. Anyway, we need experienced people to give us advice about equalizers and mixers.
Yeah, we need like a mixing board to plug the mics into to plug.
Yes, yes, we need a plug. We need lots of plug. We need a plug. The whole two USB, one computer thing doesn't work. Mm-hmm. The whole Chromebook thing doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We need to plug it into some other shit, and then we can get to our computer.
It doesn't matter. We still don't sound bad.
Okay. We're going to sound a lot fucking better, and maybe we can get picked up by an actual network.
Exactly right. My fault.
Exactly right. Hey, Grandma. Hey, Karen. Anyway, but we don't have microphones yet. What's the next point? We have a new segment, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really an old. We have titles for our segments.
We finally got our shit together, okay? We finally came back. Now we're a real podcast. We were always a good podcast, but now we're a real podcast, sweetie. Like, we make money on ads now.
I mean, manifestation soil. But our first podcast, little segment is called We're Gonna Party and Bullshit. We haven't had a song for it yet, but it's called Party
and
Bullshit.
We can still, after we get done talking, we can record a little ditty and then add it. We can cut our, editing.
This is a segment called.
We can put it in. So this is a segment called
Party and Bullshit.
With the nasal? Party and Bullshit.
Hey, Party and Bullshit.
Let's get a fan and scream it. Oh, Party and Bullshit.
What? Are we going to do the Nalamo voice?
Or we can get that dinosaur baby to say Party and Bullshit.
Or we can get Dad to be like his Dave Matthews voice.
Or Dad?
You remember how Dad does Dave Matthews impression?
Mm-mm.
He holds one nostril and he's like, "We live in a beautiful world." That's Coldplay, but
what's that one thing that Dave Matthews says at the beginning of that Dancing Nancy song? He's like,
Maybe I could have been a comedian.
Maybe I could have been a comedian. Maybe I could have been a doctor or something and make everybody laugh. Hmm.
Huh, funny, not so funny. Could I have been anyone? Could I have, maybe a fucking comedian. Could I have been anyone?
A dancing Nancy.
I love that song.
Ooh, and he's like, ooh. You want to know my favorite Dave Matthews song?
Which one?
This is Party and Bullshit, by the way.
Wait, I don't want to guess. I'm never going to guess.
You'll guess, maybe.
All right.
I think it might, don't quote me.
Can I ask two questions?
Yeah, but I might not even know the answers. I'm going to Google.
Is it old?
I mean,
it's all old, but, I consider Dave Matthews old, before, old Dave Matthews is, anything before, Gray Street.
She doesn't even know her. I walked away from the podcast and Googled
She pulled
song.
A Brenda, walked away, had to Google the song.
It is from...
I mean, Dave Matthews is pretty old.
2002 from Busted Stuff, my favorite.
Oh, okay. I consider that new Dave Matthews. Busted Stuff.
2002 is new Dave Matthews.
Yeah. He's been around. They've been around since the freaking early 90s, late 80s or something.
What about Crash
Into Me? No.
What's, 2006?
No. Crash Into Me was
Crash.
Late 90s.
All right, pick my favorite song.
From Busted Stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Okay, give me a hint. Is it fast or slow?
Both.
I don't...
It starts out kind of slow.
I'm a bad Dave Matthews fan right now. I don't even know... I don't remember what's on Busted Stuff.
I'm trying to think of a line. Let me look up a line for a bit. Sorry, guys. I gotta walk away from the podcast.
All right, Brenda again. I grew up on the East Coast You know, Dave Matthews is from Virginia, so we have a pretty tight bond over here in Virginia. And he always comes back every year and plays, like, incredible concerts, and he always, like, gives the best concerts, we feel like, in Virginia. You know, we like Dave Matthews. I don't know about the rest of the country or the world, but...
Don't Lose the Dreams Inside Your Head.
Oh, come on. Don't Lose the Dreams Inside Your Head. They're Only Here Until We're Dead. Just Dream. I don't know what it's called. It won't be long.
Out
of the darkness comes light.
God, what a song.
I think. Wait, what is that song called? You Just Dream. You'll never. Don't you dare. We need to We need to take a break. He says the moon is chasing me. That was my favorite song too.
That's my favorite.
And
song.
I went to that concert in a little tiny crop top and low-rise jeans when I had braces still.
Mm-hmm.
And I geeked out when that was the first song he played.
Wow. Was it really good?
Yes. It was amazing. I felt like a fairy. I felt magical. Like,
oh,
when all those little like chimes start.
Yes.
Ugh. I was in the concert. I was on the lawn, but I was like just like coming out of the bathroom and like I didn't know they were starting. And they started and I was like, oh my la. It was like just amazing. It was like a beautiful
moon is chasing.
Oh my gosh. I used to want that to be like my vanity plate. The moon, like the moon is chasing me.
What's
somehow.
What's a vanity plate?
Like personalized license plate.
Oh yeah. I want mine. I still gotta do mine.
We're not doing it.
I'll do it.
We'll never do it. Anyway, you'll never know. Goodbye, Dave Matthews.
Now what?
Now what?
Party and bullshit.
Party and bullshit. What's going on in your life?
Oh God.
Like, what's happening?
Actually, I've actually been really good lately. I've been doing window art, guys. So, if you want to buy some window art, like, by that I mean broken...
Don't sound so bored.
What? I'm trying to tell.
Broke back?
Nah, broken glass. Colored glass that I put on... window panes, old window frames that are like old from like farmhouses and shit.
Very old.
Really old. And I even use really old glass, like
very old.
Antique.
Antique. Basically. Pristine. You don't know that song. Walking on broken glass.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I'm walking on glass.
Sunshine. it's like an Annie Lennox song. Never mind. Anyway.
If you guys want to buy some.
It's beautiful.
I have an Instagram. I have a Instagram page called Indigo Windows. I think that's what it's called.
You started one?
An Instagram.
Oh, shit.
Indigo Windows, bitch. So if you want one, let me know. Anyways, that's what I've been doing. And it's been really nice out the past 3 days. It's been like 70 plus.
It was 78 today.
Yeah, man.
Dude, we'll post a picture of the window that Linda made me.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
It's
like
not even the most beautiful.
Stained glass, like pink magenta, and like these little delicacy, like flower, like chandelier looking glass.
Brenda, you just gave me an idea without realizing you did.
Which
what
bitch
if
is
I
which?
Took those little crocuses and put them in with the glass and poured epoxy over it?
Let's dry
put
some plants and
flowers
put them
in the windows.
It'll be like a beautiful good, you know.
Jesus. what
like a good.
God, good idea.
Like a good little sending reminder that we love you with our dried herbs in the epoxy.
Good one. Yeah.
That was a cold
that
one.
That was a good one, guys. Anyways.
Anyway, we're just over here, like, privately talking.
Yeah, my fault. Don't steal my ideas either.
Don't you dare kill our vibe.
For real.
We got new tarot cards. Oh, my gosh.
My God.
I, Brenda, here, the little, like, turtle in the race of my spiritual journey, because I have to... Y'all, I know what I'm doing. This is not my first rodeo. I've been on this journey for a long ass time. I know my speed, I know my pace. So for the longest time I was like being a little tortoise because I knew I had to pace myself. I couldn't like overdo it and get drained because I'm really sensitive to draining energy and like when I'm using my energy and all that bullshit. So anyway, it took me a long time to get back to a place where I felt confident about getting my own deck of tarot cards, because I was just building my spiritual strength back up again, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I already had it, but, like, I had to make sure that, like, I can deal, like, with protecting my own energy before I'm ready to, like, start fully freaking reading tarot again. But anyway, long story short, Linda here turned me on to this little sale about the Wild Unknown tarot deck by, what is her name? Kim Kranz with a K. Oh my god. Like, I'll let you talk about it, because, like, you're the one that identified with it first. It's
so beautiful. Okay, so every time that Kristen, Witch Bitch is Witch, which we can just go ahead and probably merge into our Witch Bitch is Witch segment now.
Perfect, because I have to pee.
Okay, should we pause and then come back and talk about them?
Yeah, we're going to take a pee break, and then we're going to come back with a little segment called Witch Bitch is Witch.
Okay.
We're back. I love Notorious B.I.G. and Linda is on Bumble with one of our sister's teacher students.
I found this guy on Bumble that I think was a student of our other sister, Becky, when she was a teacher.
Funny.
Isn't that weird?
Funny story.
Yeah, he's a firefighter.
I mean,
let's not talk about it. Yeah. I don't know him. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Which pitch is which?
Witch Bitch is Witch is this segment, and that's where we talk about spiritual, kind of witchy, sometimes shit.
Woo-woo shit!
Yeah, you know.
You know, astrology, tarot. All
right, the tarot.
Spiritual
the tarot.
Candles. I'm looking at a beautiful rainbow of candles right now.
A rainbow?
I mean, I had a whole moment with those candles.
Oh my god, I didn't see those. Those are the ones I gave you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought those were tea candles as well. I was like, oh my god, individually colored candles.
Oh, I wish. Wow. But no, I did just get tea candles again, finally, and we have a selenite candle burning right in front of our very eyes. Because we're witchy. Because we're bitchy.
Witch. Witch.
Bitch, just kidding. Witch. We're just bitchy.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Anyway, tarot deck. Wild okay. Unknown.
So this deck, first of all, beautiful. And I really wanted it for a long time, because when I first started, like, booking readings with Kristen, which, she would always use this deck on me. And, like, the first couple times, I was like, wow, that's a pretty deck. And then, like, the third time, I was like, okay, I had to ask, like, what's up with that deck? Because, like, you always use it, and it's really pretty. And she was like, well, when I read for you, this deck just, like, screams at me. Like, it just wants you. So I was like, goddamn, I should probably get that deck. So, like, around Christmas time, when I went to Barnes & Noble to try and find a deck, they had it, but it was, like, $45, I think.
Expensive.
And I was like, I just can't do that right now. So instead, I got the True Heart.
Especially at Christmas time.
Yeah. And then I got, like, the Indigo Angel Oracle deck, because that was the first one I saw, and it said Indigo.
You probably ended up spending $50 anyway, but
I did, but I got a couple decks and then, like, a book or two. So, like,
yeah.
So I didn't get it then. But then the other day,
somebody turned us on to the sale.
Kayla.
I love Kayla.
I love Kayla so much.
Kayla.
Kayla. Our friend Kayla. She's in our little coven.
It's not a little coven.
It's not, I know. I was about to say. It's not a little coven. It's kind of like a large coven.
It's like a coven.
It's a real coven.
It's a coven. And it's beautiful. But anyway, Kayla. I love her. She's the one that told us it was on sale, right?
Yeah. First she said it was on Target for like $16. And I was like, what?
At Target?
On Target's website.
They have it at Target?
That's what, only online.
That's only online.
That's what I thought too, but she was like, she was going to buy it from there because she has like the red card or whatever. But I was like, let me look on Amazon because mom has Prime. And sure enough, it was on Amazon for $16.14. And I was like, let me have her. Let me have her right this second. Got it like 2 days later. And it immediately, I've never had a tarot deck that feels good like right off the bat. Like usually I have to, you know, do my whole shit where I cleanse them with the incense and then I like meditate with them or I put them out on the moon or whatever. But like this time, like I meditated with them for like a second, but like I started shuffling them and like they just felt right. But then I meditated with them longer. Like I really sat with them and did my whole thing. I'm not going to get into it with you guys, but like I did my own little thing and they just feel so good. And like every reading I do for myself or other people, like it just hits. And they read you for filth.
For filled.
These cards are feisty.
Dude, my experience with these cards has been a little different, not gonna lie. I got me to order these because you ordered them, and Kristen read me, I don't even know if it was the exact same deck, actually. Now that I think back, I think it was a different deck, but a very similar picture. The chariot in this deck is like a horse, a really pretty horse. And it's like very contrasty, and like there's like a little blip of color. But anyway, I remember like that vision of her pulling that card for me. I don't even think it's the same deck, by the way, but I think I already said that. Anyway, yeah, not the same. But it felt the same. Not the same. But yeah, it wasn't the same, but it felt the same.
My fault.
And then you ordered it, and I was like, bitch, when am I ever going to find a $50 deck for $15?
Yeah.
So I ordered it, and then I felt the strength. I'm going from a different place, by the way. Like, Linda has been fucking around with decks for, like, the past, like,
almost a year, probably.
Year, like, pretty consistently, and I haven't. Like, I've been taking a nap from decks for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So,
Four Swords.
And then I ordered that deck, Elemental Power Tarot, and I paid for it, never arrived. So then I was like, oh shit, it's not meant for me, I'm not ready. So then I had to, like, do some more fucking work, like, shadow work and shit, and then I finally felt ready, and then, like, it was weird, because right around the time, like, where I had finally felt kind of in my own little thing, like, worthy, like, you know, working through all that bullshit, like, I felt the self-worth, like, I felt like I deserve certain things, and happiness, and fulfillment, and all that, and blah, 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 but also my spiritual awakening, like, I deserve it, it's time, blah, blah, blah. Like, all that was going through my mind, and I was feeling really confident, and then you were like, bitch, this thing's on sale, so I was like, bitch, I'm ordering it. So I ordered it, and it came like 3 days later, and I felt the strength of it immediately, almost to a point where if I was a little weaker, I would have not fucked with it, but I fucked with it. I took it very, very slow. Like, I did the whole, like, one page at a time, like, read it all, and I looked through every card very carefully, like, studied all the illustrations. Then I meditated, then I cleansed, then I did the interview deck, which was kind of scary because it was like, we're about to read you to filth for life.
The interview spread?
Yes, very much so. And then, so I was like, am I strong enough to be your man? So I had to, like, meditate some more, and then I finally felt, like, confident, good, like, okay, I know what I'm doing now, I'm fucking with it. And it's been speaking to me in such a filthy way.
Such a filthy way.
It just fucking reads you for filth. Yeah. Like, it does not give a fuck.
It's so good.
But it's good. It's like what you need.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like, I just clarity spread.
Look, I just pulled a little clarity spread for someone I haven't even told you about yet. It's nobody new. It's somebody that you already know.
It's not for me.
Somebody that you already know. Not a clarity spread, my fault. A connection spread.
For Oscar?
For myself and someone else.
What?
Just because, I'll tell you later, just because somebody texted me.
Oh, God bless America. So just for the fuck of it. God bless it.
I did a little connection spread, and I was like, I already know what it's going to say. Do you want to know what I said?
The rat?
No, but it made so much. Do you want to know what I said?
Okay.
I think that my card that represents me, mm-hmm. Nine of Pentacles, which is like, I'm silly right now.
I'm a rich bitch.
I'm a rich bitch right now is all you need to know. Yeah. I'm doing great. My challenge, Five of Swords. Self-destruction.
Uh-oh.
So if I do this, I know the outcome. It's a situation that I already know what the result will be, and I'll just be being self-destructive if I
you
wait for it.
You're scheming on a thing, and it's on my rock.
Him, he got Father of Cups, which is a little interesting for him, because Father of Cups is all about emotions.
In his head, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's a little squirrely swan.
Really dignified family people.
No, but he gets a little paranoid and OCD.
Are we talking about the same person?
The swan?
Are we talking about the same person?
No. I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Duh. Okay. In his head. Fucking swan.
His challenge? The Hanged Man.
I don't know that card. I never pull that card.
It's like he's like a master at non-attachment, I think, as that book puts it. And like,
D or A?
Who the fuck is A?
You said non-attachment. attachment or detachment?
Non-attachment.
Non-attached. So detached.
Right.
Okay. I'm a little bit Alexis.
Right. What the fuck else is it?
So he's a bitch. Son of a bitch.
I mean, he's...
What was your uniting force?
The two of swords.
What is that?
Stagnant. A stalemate.
Like, ew,
a stalemate.
Get out of my life.
Nothing is going to happen here. You already know. This is not going to be something. So, goodbye. Like, just stop trying. Just give it up, sis.
TTYN.
And it's like, I knew it. I knew it. I just wanted to see, but I knew it.
Isn't that funny, though?
Isn't that funny?
Isn't it funny how the cards just, well, they don't give a fuck. They don't care what you're
like,
dreaming
oh,
about.
Oh, sweetie, you thought that this was going to be something again? Mm. Two of swords.
You get idealistic, they're going to shut you right down, bitch. Yeah. Unless it's meant to be. Like, I have to say, not to brag, but I've gotten pretty positive cards for myself pretty much like over and over, like the same pattern. And at first I was like, I just haven't shuffled it enough. I'm like, whatever. Or like, I'm idealizing. I'm putting my ego into this. No.
I'm just sickening.
I'm the world.
You are the world. Because you...
We are the world. We are the children.
Yeah.
That's our new theme song. Psych.
Yeah, but you are the world. For real.
I can't.
And I pulled the sun for you.
Oh my gosh, my favorite tarot card ever. Even when I was like a little girl that didn't even know that anything about anything, I've seen that illustration of the Rider-Waite like sun card. Mm-hmm. And I've always been like, that I'm going to get that tattooed on my body.
On my body. Do you like my body?
Do you think I'm...
Can't talk about it. There's not.
You know, in Nicole Smith in that one episode.
This is gonna be a good Instagram for this episode.
What?
Our Instagram post for this episode is gonna be good, probably, because we've talked about some. We're all over the place.
Pop lock and dropping.
Yep. What were we talking about?
The cards. I'm about done with the cards. The sun card. I always wanted to get tattooed on me. That little baby on the horse.
Yeah. Oh my god. It's like so
childlike. He's like so happy. Like, and the son is like, just hey. A little baby. What is this from? I can't sing it.
Why?
Don't make me sing.
Why?
Because like it's too high pitched.
Oh, just try to.
No. I'll say the words like
tell me
Barry
the words
White.
And I'll sing it.
Mr. Sun. Sun. Mr. Golden Sun. Please shine down on me.
I don't know her.
Mr. Sun. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, you're not singing it right.
Mr. Golden Sun. It's like lower pitch. Just like raise it up a not octave.
I don't know her.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
How about this one?
Who did you say? Barry Gordon?
Barry White.
Oh.
That's my voice now. Barry White. What about this one?
Billy Ocean.
Mm-mm. Fuck. How does it go? Something about a banana.
Oh, no.
You know. I went down to the water.
Stop it. The Barney song?
Yes.
Stop it.
What is it called?
Oh my god. Something about apples and bananas?
Apples and bananas.
No, the went down to the water song. You want to know something so strange? Is that the same song?
No, it's two different songs.
Do you want to know something so strange? A few months ago, I was thinking of this exact song to myself and mom, I think.
Which
outside.
One?
Which whatever bitch. Song we're trying which to think bitch. Of right now. Do you already know the name
there's
of it?
There's two.
Not apples and bananas.
There's a watermelon
they
one?
Went down to the watermelon. They got the fucking watermelon. Something about a watermelon and going down to the fucking bay or something.
Down by the bay where the watermelon
oh
grow.
Oh my god.
Back to and my I, home.
Oh, it was such a challenge to find it.
I
it was such
not
a challenge to find it. Oh my
for
god.
For if I do, my mother would say, did you ever buy a watermelon? No, ma'am.
Down by the bay.
Then there's the bitch. Apples and bananas.
Oh my god.
Can we just mash those two up?
What is that? Why? Do we have that on a VHS or something?
Yes.
Did we have it or did Birdie
yes,
have it?
Yes, we had it.
Okay.
And one of our siblings watched it repetitively.
Booker.
Well, actually, time out. It was not so much Booker, but we don't have a fake name for her. The girl that was our neighbor that mom babysat.
I don't know her. What to begin with?
I can't.
Just spell it out like this.
Anyway, she was the same age as Booker, and our mom, I was like a babysitter at the time. She's our girl. Like, we fucking love this girl. I just don't want to say her name in case she, like, doesn't want us to. But she's the fucking shit. But anyway, when she was a fucking child, her mom babysat her because her mom, like, had to leave for work, like, early. So she would, like, drop her off at our house. And she would, like, sit and watch TV with Booker. And I was older. Like, they were of the age. Like, I was getting up earlier. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, they were, like, always up in the living room, like, eating cereal and watching fucking Barney when I woke up. And she used to cry at the window for her mom hysterically.
Like a dog?
And mom would be like, Brenda, deal with her. Like, I can't. Like, you know how mom can be. So, like, because she would just, like, she'd be just, like, in another dimension. Like,
screaming?
Like, cheek to the, like, oh, the window. God. Just screaming.
Give it a break, like, kid.
Bloody murder. Go for her mother.
A fruit roll up, bro.
She just felt very attached to her mom. So, get she, and Russ, I mean, Booker would be, like, chilling, like, this. Like, on the couch, just like his daughter does now. Just chilling, eating cereal, watching Barney, just living the life. And she would be at the window screaming. And the only way, not Barney, he used to watch, like, Ninja Turtles before her. And then we realized she likes Barney. So, that was the only way to get her to stop crying was to watch these Barney fucking episodes. Like, so,
Mom started recording it.
And then next thing you know, we got, like, all these VHS tapes of Barney. And then every once in a while, we would just get bored, even when we were, like, a little bit older, like, 8, 9, 10. And we would just fucking watch it and sing all those stupid songs together. Even our older sister.
They're good.
Who is considerably older than all of us would get down on it sometimes.
Mike, how couldn't you?
That one about the teddy bear.
Oh, God, not that
one. Kathy and her teddy bear. Me and my teddy.
Oh, my God.
Getting all ready.
Yes.
And the slow one, the one where she's, like, singing goodnight to her teddy or something.
Holy shit.
Anyway, we're going on a lot.
One more thing. Did you ever watch The Amanda Show?
Yes. On Nickelodeon. Amanda, my girl.
Do you remember Moody's Point?
Yes.
Bro.
What about it?
Good television.
The Amanda Bynes Show. Amanda Bynes on all that.
Remember at the end of the show where she'd say something like, all right, I'm gonna go decapitate a lizard. See you guys. Or like something fucking weird.
She always said the
most. All right, guys, I'm gonna go power wash my grandma's shed.
Do you think she wrote that shit herself?
No way.
I mean, she could have. She was a.
If they let. I mean, it was so stupid, maybe, because she was just a little kid.
She was hilarious, man.
Hilarious.
Dude, TLC sang the theme song for all that. Can you believe that? This world is bullshit.
Destiny's Child did the theme song for Proud Family, which was also a very good show.
What? They did? She did? They did?
Yeah, if it wasn't Destiny's Child, it was Solange, but I think it was
Destiny's. Are you sure? I don't remember that song. How'd it go?
I'll Google it right now.
We need to take a break, because we are on a...
Take a break.
We're on, like, a Nickelodeon kick right now.
When we come back, we'll have another segment called...
Oh, shit. What's up with her?
All right, see you guys.
It's going to be a good one.
Okay, we're back. This is called What's Up With Her.
What is up with her?
What's up with her, bro? The trailer for Practical Magic. Okay, we're going to talk about Practical Magic. We just watched the trailer to refresh our brains. What's up with her?
Real quick, Practical Magic, Nicole Kidman, Sandra Bullock. It came out in the 90s. Fucking Rizzo is up in that bitch. Oh, the mom from The Birdcage is up in that bitch. Anyway.
That lady with the weird mouth is in that movie.
Which one?
That blonde lady with the weird mouth.
Which one?
You know, come on. She played the mom on Shameless. She's in that show, Atypical. Like, she's that lady with the weird mouth. You know, she talks like kind of like...
She's like a neighbor?
She talks like this. The lady with the blonde freaked out hair that works in the little apothecary or whatever.
Oh, I love that girl. Yeah, yes.
Weird mouth, right?
She's like on the ladder and talking.
Yeah, she's always on the ladder. Yeah,
she's always on that ladder. Okay. We just watched the trailer. Go ahead, Mom.
First of all, the trailer doesn't do the movie justice.
First of all, it starts out with, I'm a bitch, I'm a lover,
I'm a fucking bitch, I'm a
lover. There's like two girls.
This movie sucks if you watch the trailer.
And then it goes straight.
The trailer's all over the place.
It is all over the map. It goes into,
Then a cop.
Then a cop
shows up.
And they start playing like love music. And she's like, what? You can't have me. And then...
It's about witches.
And then they go to, sisters are doing it for themselves. And they like cut to like all the dancing scenes and these sisters doing it for themselves.
Oh, but then they killed a boyfriend. Now they're in a car and they're smoking cigarettes because they just killed her boyfriend.
And like, how are they ever going to get out?
They're
going to
cut their palms and hold hands and a magic ball is going to come out of their hands.
You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night.
Side note, do you want to know something about that song?
What?
A lot of times when I put Shuffle on in the car, like, a lot of the songs that come on are Wizard of Oz soundtrack songs.
Can we talk about
the Wizard
of Oz
soundtrack?
Every now
and then I'll just let one play out. Like, I love, this is a good song.
Hold on here. That's the best song.
I don't even
song.
Know the words to that one. My favorite is,
I was just about to ask you what your favorite one is.
The one where she's like, "That I'm my fucking thumb, and I stick my thumb out, and...
Stick your thumb out.
Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's in her fucking kitchen, and she just got to Oz, and she's like, that was my favorite one, too.
Where does it go?
Do you want to know something? Sidebar. Yes. This is how much of a weirdo dork I am, or, like, I have some karmic connection to this fucking movie or book. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, I used to go to Birdie's house, our grandmother, involuntarily, you know, all the time with my parents. But I would go and I would like, we had a ton of cousins. This was like before you were born. I was like a little girl. We had a buttload of cousins and they would get on my nerves and like, I would just want like quiet. Mm-hmm. So this was also before our one cousin that took over the TV existed too. So, or he was like young or whatever. But anyway, I would like take over the TV and I would watch The Wizard of Oz and I took notes in a notebook. I would pause it VHS style and write out the lyrics to every song in that movie.
Oh my god.
Can you think how
you could have just
long
had the,
that took a 7-year old to do? Like, no, the lyrics to the songs.
Yeah,
not
mom
the
probably
movie.
Had like a booklet with like soundtrack lyrics.
The
like,
hymn
we
book?
Had the freaking soundtrack, I'm sure.
It wasn't about that. I just wanted to take it all in.
That's crazy. Okay, so what's the lyrics then to this song?
Okay, it happened just like this.
Oh my god.
A house. Like
this, a husband get to the
and that. And suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then, a witch to such a hitch with flying on her broomstick, that meant for a hitch.
And ooh, what happened? It was a witch.
Also, I'll tell you one more thing about this song.
Oh god, it's a good song.
That really resonates with me because during this song in the movie, my older sister, Becky, told me that I was adopted and I was actually a munchkin. And I was in this movie and she would pause it and be like, look, bitch, that's you. That's you. And there was this baby in that movie.
Oh, I that love that song too.
Looked exactly like me. And also in the Come Out Wherever You Are.
Yes.
Like one of the little girls that like wakes up looked just like me when I was a little toddler. So she used to be like, Brenda, look, bitch, you're an adopted munchkin. And she would pause it and rewind it and pause it and rewind it and make me watch it. So I was like a little bit traumatized by that. And maybe I just like felt the need to like do my shadow work.
Oh my god.
I wish I could find that notebook of me like with the lyrics because I bet I fucked some of them up.
What a freaking movie. Which bitch is which? You know, it's like, it's in our karmic destiny. And you want to know something else? This is still witchcraft. We're going to get back to
the crystal ball
magic,
that I keep seeing in my lights.
The crystal ball that you keep seeing in your lights and this. I told our mother this. I'm not going to get into it. Not our mother, Kristen.
Not our mother,
but our witch mother. And you know about the house in Kansas, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Don't.
I know. Nothing else. That's all you get. But I was like, I texted her and I was like, you know, I don't know. I was just thinking about it. And like, my mom tried to name me Dorothy.
Right.
Thankfully,
our dad, absolutely 100,000%.
My dad,
that was our mom's first choice, like hands down, no question. Dorothy. And our dad was like, "Fuck no,
that's not happening.
Not even.
Thank God.
That considering it. He considered Jacinda for 9 months.
Jacinda?
I was Jacinda until I was born.
That's very strange.
Anyway,
he didn't name me Dorothy. Thankfully,
I mean, just might be better than Dorothy. Dorothy.
Dorothy, because I could go by Dottie.
You can go by Dottie or Dor. No.
No.
Go by
Dorothy is a cool name. Dorothy, for a cool girl. If you're a cool girl, like you can pull off Dorothy.
Would you call it Dorothy or Dorothy?
Dorothy.
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 It's hard to say.
It's a very good name.
It'd be a hard dog name.
It'd be a weird name to have.
It'd be very odd.
Anyways, so I was like talking to, you know, and I was like, my mom like tried to name me Dorothy. Like, I think it's part of my destiny to like move to Kansas.
Be in Kansas?
And she was like, "You're shitting me." And I was like, "Nope." And then my middle name, I won't say what it is, but it just so happens to have something to do with the Wizard of Oz. So
yeah, big time.
When I told her that, she was like, "You're shitting me," basically. And I was like, "Nope." And then I was like, "You know what though? Like, this is becoming a whole thing. Like, I used to wear, like, the ruby red slippers to school. Like,
yes.
It's my mom's favorite movie. Like, I'm eating a poppy seed muffin right now as I'm texting this to you. Like, the poppies. Like, what's happening? Like, I think that we need to... I'm not going to get into it.
Do you want me to get psychological, though?
Yeah.
Are you going through it? are you going through some kind of psychological... What did she say? In your life?
In your life? I can't remember now.
I love that fucking scene. That again.
Yeah.
Paris is burning. But are you going through it? No, for real. Did mom just transplant that all on you because she had a vision of you as Dorothy? Or is it just intermingled? It's probably just intermingled.
I just genuinely liked it. The only part I didn't really fuck with that much is the trees spooked me a little bit.
When they were throwing things?
Yeah, it was aggressive. It spooked me. They were really mean.
They were very mean.
They were really mean to her.
They were like, "Hey,
at her. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
Like, fuck you, little
They were
bitch.
Really big bitches to her.
Yeah, they threw apples, like, at her head.
And they had good arms.
Yeah, they were, like, wild.
They were up.
And, like, yeah.
They were like, get along.
The flying monkeys were, like, kind of spooky, too. They were, like, kind of...
I mean...
That whole flying scene was kind of spooky.
What color were the monkeys, do you remember? Because I remember them as a different color.
What color were they?
A horse of a different color. I feel like they were brown, but I remember them as purple.
I feel like they had a purple. I was going to say they had a purple tint to them.
I haven't. Honestly, okay, confessional. I love that movie so much, but I've watched it thousands of times, but, like, you know, the kinds of memories that, like, imprint on your brain as a child... A lot of times I was asleep by the time the monkeys came, or I was zoned out, or I have ADHD, so I was like, you know, in another room. Like, oftentimes I kind of zoned out on the monkey, or maybe I zoned out. Maybe I blocked it, because that was the crystal ball part, and I was putting a fork in it.
Oh my God, she keeps seeing crystal balls in her life.
I was putting a fork in the whole crystal ball part, and you know why?
Mm-mm.
I know why.
What?
Because my mom, my biological mother... was afraid of the monkey scene.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she put that on me, Mom.
Yeah.
I wasn't even necessarily afraid of it, but I was like, okay.
That's scary, because I guess.
Somebody says scary, so like, I won't fuck with the crystal ball, which seems very beautiful and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, those guys
she
are fine.
She wants
flying
me to
off.
Put a fork in it, I'll put a fork in it.
And I know, like, the witch is wishing bad upon Dorothy. I get it. I was a kid, but I got it. Like, I understood. I wasn't scared.
Do you know the conspiracy?
Are you lying though, right?
Do you know the conspiracy theory?
I'm American piano.
That what? What did you just say?
Like, the Lana Del Rey, like, TikTok? You just said, like,
oh, yeah, that's a good one. No. There's a conspiracy about this. I was going to say a hurtful word. Small munchkin.
Whatever, move on. Don't tell him, Tommy, what's up it.
A munchkin.
I mean, munchkin is probably not correct either, but that's what they were calling the movie. So.
Anyways, one of those small little characters. They
time out. Can somebody tell us what the real word, like, what is the right word?
Well, I mean, in that movie, they are munchkins. They're not like real people. They're like little fairy tale, like
little people, big world.
No, those are real people.
No, I mean, I'm saying, like, what is it politically correct?
Like a little person? People. Little people, I think. Little small.
I don't know. Like singular.
I want to say small people, but I think it's actually little people.
I'm not laughing.
It's not. I'm just laughing because at myself for being
we're
stupid.
Being total imbeciles.
Like,
right
I don't
now.
Know, and I'm stupid for not knowing. It's my job to know, and I don't.
I feel like it's a little person, but I think
I'm it is. Fucking, I'm pretty
I
sure
think
it is.
It's updated.
From then, I don't know. I mean, they're what little people, big world. I used to kind of watch.
I mean, which bitch is which?
I don't know. Anyways, but there's a conspiracy in The Wizard of Oz that one of those little people. There are munchkins in the movie.
In The Wizard of Oz community, that the munchkin.
One of the munchkins hung themselves on set. Or
obviously,
and it was still
I know
swinging
this story
in the in yes. the original movie. Like you can see it like on a tree. Supposedly,
I thought everybody knew that story.
No.
Now.
Not when you
are you
do.
Kidding me?
I'm for real.
Are you?
Well, it's not in the movie anymore. I mean, it's edited out now. If it was ever there to begin with, but like, I feel like I remember that as well. But that
when
might be the main.
Oh my god! Oh my god! VHS out. No, no. That's why I bet you mom has it like hoarded away somewhere.
Some people say it was like a crane though, like a bird.
There's no chance that mom deleted that VHS tape from our lives.
No, no way.
Wizard of Oz, it had the red cover, remember?
No.
What?
Not the one I remember.
Okay, well, I'm older than Linda, and I grew up watching that same VHS tape over and over, Wizard of Oz, and it had a red thing in the witch on the cover, and absolutely, well, okay, as a child, honestly, I never noticed that. It was, like, such a subtle, like, detail. But as I became, like, a teenager, and especially as I started, like, getting trippy, put my trippy hat on, like, getting into, like, Pink Floyd and Wizard of Oz shit, like, I started, like, looking into it, and I read about that. Excuse me. Went back, watched it, totally swinging. Swinging. Just okay. Swinging. But it's, like, a Mandela thing or, like, an obliteration thing where, like, that original VHS just doesn't exist anymore.
Does it want the red?
I mean, no, I'm not talking about our life. I'm talking about big picture. Like, that, like, I mean, sure, that exists. The original, like, copy of the
VHS.
Yeah,
if we just got the original copy.
But in, like, society, in the universe, like, they edited it. Like, that version of Wizard of Oz no longer exists. Not only on VHS, but, like, in existence.
Some people say it was a bird.
I'm like a bird.
I'm like a bird. I don't yes. know, by the way, but some people say it was a crane.
I've watched several documentaries about this. Like, not only that, but, like, other, like, hoaxes and like, myths about the movie and stuff, but,
Oh, God! Sorry, guys. A stink bug was on my knee. You know how I feel about that.
Get a life.
Sorry.
Anyway, they do... Of course they're gonna debunk it. But, yeah, I don't know if there's any factual evidence to back it up, actually. But I do remember a swinging... in that original VHS, and I think that mom has it hoarded away somewhere.
Absolutely. I think so.
Oh, or we can order it on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. That's why I was like, the one with the cover, like, that doesn't exist. Like,
let's take a break and order it on eBay, and then we'll come back. Wait.
We gotta talk about Practical Magic. How do we start with wow. Practical Magic and end up here, though? What is happening?
We're still on Witch Bitch's Witch.
We're still on Witch Bitch's Witch.
All right, what's up with her? What do you think of Practical Magic?
Let's just talk about it really quick.
No, not really quick.
Well, I mean, now that we did all that.
Do you want to take a break?
No, if we take a break, we'll never do this.
All right,
We'll come back talking about all the videos that we just watched.
I know, we have really no attention span.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
All right, so time out. Okay. I've seen Practical Magic a couple times. It's been a while, but... I've seen it, like, I kind of forgot the details, a lot of details, what great details, but Linda over here has never seen it. She watched it with me for the first time, like, 3 nights ago, and I want to hear her take of it.
I mean, in the beginning, Jillian, Nicole Kidman's character, hit a little too hard.
What about it?
When she was, like... running through the hallway with, like, a bag of clothes, right? And she was, like, going down the balcony, and, like, some dude was standing under the balcony, and she was, like, throwing her clothes to him, like, telling her sister, like, gotta go. I just gotta go live with my new boyfriend because I'm freaking manic in love. See ya. And then she's like, her sister's like, no, aren't you gonna miss me? And then she's like, nah, Jimmy, throw me your knife. And then cuts her sister's palm. They do a little blood.
That was so intense.
That was such a little manic thing to do. Little manic, little weirdo girl cutting your palm. What are you doing? Throw me a knife. Come on,
girl. And her sister, Sal, or whatever the fuck, was like, all right.
Exactly.
I'll do it.
But it's like, I understood. And like, she's just a little.
I did too, but like, oh my gosh. I thought it was gonna be like a little, like a blood brother thing.
No. That's what I told you. I thought it was just gonna be like,
she did like a straight up scar. Like, they had scars on their palms.
Can you imagine doing that?
She drew a fate line.
If I did that, would you do it? Or would you be like, what the fuck?
I mean, if you did it.
If I just did it in front, like, if I was just like, knife me. And then was like, all right, blood packed. Let's do it. Sisters forever. Would you be like, you're crazy? Like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, would I would like, oh, definitely yes. Be like, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, great. But would you do it? I don't know that I would.
I'm going to say I'm on the fence. Because I want to cut my own palm. It's dangerous.
That hurts.
She cut a literal, fate line in her fucking palm.
That hurts.
But they were, like, so connected.
But does it work like that?
Well, yeah, because remember when she got in trouble and then the other one, like, woke up and was like, bleh.
Okay. They could, like, look at the moon and, like,
they knew when the other was in trouble.
Yeah, we should do it.
They're in trouble.
Let's get an act.
But I feel like we kind of already do. I don't know if we have to draw blood.
No, I don't think.
Maybe we do have to draw blood, but, like,
I don't know.
Do we really have to put our palms through that? My palms have been through enough.
Let's do, like, our... Oof, let's just not do it. Let's just not do it. Anyways.
I would like to... Okay, let's duck go. Blood packs, blood brothers, the whole origin behind
it. Like, witchy sister packs?
Maybe, yeah. Like, what is a history? I would like to read the history.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, so Jillian, yes. Has a weird boyfriend? Always.
Is he hot?
Always. Is he hot? Always.
Is he toxic? Always. Yes. Is he abusive? Always.
you know, is she sexy? Always. So, like, I relate, and...
Is she a thrill seeker? Always.
Yep. Is she maybe gonna put a weird plant thing in your drink?
Always. Does she have any remorse? I don't know.
Is she gonna sing Joni Mitchell, A Case of You on the Way Home to herself?
Fuck always. Yes. Always.
Yeah, so I relate.
And that was it for me. When she sang A Case of You, I was like...
Bitch, are you me? Actually, are you me? Seriously.
And what the irony, because she was singing, I could drink a case of you, but he was drinking a case of night-night.
You can't drink a case of me, baby, because you'll be asleep.
She was putting him to sleep with the cases of the night-night.
The belladonna.
The little night-night.
But, yeah, then her sister gets a hold of it, and she's a lot more powerful than her. Oh, shit,
she's way more powerful. Did you feel like that with me?
What do you mean?
Like, the sister part, because you said you related to Jillian.
No, not in the sense, like, the sister relationship, just her, if she were her own individual person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're, like, Sally.
Honestly, I related to Jillian, too. Yeah. A little bit. Like, tendencies. I feel like I'm the Sal of the relationship now, because I'm older, and I've, like, kind of moved on and grown, but I was definitely a Jillian at one point.
I might even be a Rizzo sometimes.
I'm just a slaughter
too. I'm just a fucking slaughter too.
Sit around with the boys and drink some Mountain Dew.
Drink some Mountain Dew. That's the worst
thing. I'll spit and I'll die.
I'll spit though and I'll die.
I'll fucking tell ya something you never knew.
I'll fucking put something in your shoe and then I'll flick you off.
Oh my god, but to cry in front of you. That's the best part when she like puts her back up against the locker with her notebook. Oh, but girl. To cry in front of you, bitch.
I would never.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
That should be our next segment. That's the worst.
That's the worst.
thing I could do.
Anyways, the movie was good.
Yeah.
It got a little stupid at the end.
Wait. We have not really covered the movie.
No, we haven't.
Do you think about the aunts?
I like Rizzo. The other one's always like...
What about it?
She's always making that little face.
She's just a cheerful girl.
She's always making that little face.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe my face. The little...
I know. She's always smiling.
Not smiling. Nope, not smiling. Like...
Just, like, concerned but happy.
Like, concerned. Like, I want the best for you. I want the best for you, yeah.
I know my sister's fucking crazy, and, like she's just gonna do what she's gonna
do. Let's just ignore her.
Let's just make her be happy.
Yeah, but Rizzo, though, like, she's always like, we already covered her.
I'm just, She's not. But, wait, they're always wearing those chokers.
Not the chokers.
The chokers. Can we talk about the chokers?
I hate them.
They're always covering their necks.
Uh-huh.
Protect your neck.
Uh-huh.
And
it's like, what century are they actually from?
And because... there's two sisters twice. There's like a redheaded and a brown-headed sister, and then that happens generationally again because yep. Sal has two daughters that are the same. So it's like, you know, this generational witchy thing.
Yep.
And the aunts are like way more intelligent than both of the sisters, by the way, because they weren't raised with magic. Because their mom was like, fuck that shit. Who was their mom again?
Who, Jillian and Sally's?
Yeah.
Their mom, I think it's insinuated that she took her life because her husband died because of that curse.
Oh, that's right. But then Sal grew up and was like, there will be no butchery in my fucking household.
Yeah.
But then she got cursed by the curse, and her husband died.
And she was like, bring him back.
She said, bring him back. You're right. Bring him out. damn, it's hard to yell when there's a barrel to your mouth. Dude, who'd she bring back? The evil guy that brought on Nicole Kidman?
Yeah. His name was, Sebastian or something.
No, it was not Sebastian.
Julian.
Nope.
It
was...
Billy.
It was something like Jimmy. Victorian, like, Jimmy. Medieval sound. Jimmy.
Jimmy!
I love that song. Okay, anyway, she brought back Jimmy, and then Jimmy tried to kill Nicole Kidman, and then I really like Nicole Kidman.
I like her so much.
She, like, can't help herself, it seems, sometimes.
She's so cute. My fault.
Bless you. Then, bless you, all the witchy shit started happening. Nicole Kidman had been putting this thing, like, elixir in this guy's drink for a long time. Like, put him to sleep because he was abusive and fucking fucked hard. And...
Jesus.
so then, what's her name? Saves her. Because they speak to each other in their dreams. What's her name? Saves her. Picks her up. They're in the back of the seat. Car. They're in car seats. No. I can't talk. What's his name? Jimmy is with her and he's like fucked up, but he's also like choking her. And singing Merle Haggard, like, get the fuck out of my life, you fucking stupid piece of shit.
He was like lighting his ring on fire to bring
her. Ew, oh my god, he had this stupid class ring on that was like a bowl. And he was lighting his lighter on it, which was also burning his hand, which totally told me he was a sociopath for sure, and fucked up. And he was totally fucked up. And he was like, you were always on my mind. As he was like getting ready to brand her, and he was grabbing her by the neck, and he was a lot stronger than her. Even though he was drunk and stupid and lighting himself
girl.
On fire, he was still like so clearly like in grip of her. So then our girl Sal is driving and she's like, fuck this shit. And she starts doing this weird thing in the elixir.
She did that while she was driving. Oh, okay. My fault.
She always, every scene in this movie, like, there's like a pot, like a cup stirring on its own, like Harry Potter around her. And she, like, in some scenes, she's like, you can see her, like, kind of like twitch towards it, like she's like trying to turn it off, but it won't.
Mm-hmm.
So What does she do with that thing? Toot that thing up, mommy, make it work. She pop locks and drops it.
She does pop locks. She gives it. She tricks him into. I don't know. I forget now. She tricks him.
She gets the shit out of the pocket. I thought like the elixir is shit. Like it's like a dried thing.
I don't know. They made it look so weird. It was like the bottle fell. And it was like then she starts punching him, and then like his eyes. Like they make it seem like he died from her punching him, but like that's not.
Well, she had already given him the thing. Because, like, remember when he first started choking her out in the back seat? Like, they passed off something, like, telepathic. Or I don't remember if it was telepathic or something.
In the mirror, yeah.
And then she put the shit in his drink. And then, remember, she, like, it was, like, whirring. It was, like a little tornado in the drink. And then she gave it to him. And then he drank it. And then he was, like, you were always in my mind. And then, all of a sudden, he started, like, wigging out and, like, trying to kill her. And then... Sal started fighting back, and then he, like, just, like, got annihilated. Like, I think the drink, like, hit him.
All of a sudden, while he was choking someone?
Yeah.
I don't know. That part was confusing.
Or maybe she, like, telepathed, like, she, like,
zapped him. Guys, I mean, the movie did get 2 stars, so, like, it could be just a stupid part of the story that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, it gets like, a little bit clear. Murky, honestly.
Some parts are kind of murky.
After that scene.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the whole neighborhood is having a witch party in the kitchen, and everybody's down to make this fucking guy that's a zombie go back to sleep.
Like, okay, so he's dead. Whatever.
He keeps going back to life.
Remember when that little girl pointed her finger at the kid and said... What did she say to him? She pointed at him with her finger.
Witch, you're a bitch.
They were like, witch, bitch, is witch.
Witch, bitch, is a witch, bitch, witch, is
bitch,
a bitch.
You're a bitch, witch, bitch, witch, witch, bitch, we're a bitch.
And she was like, uh-uh.
She was like, uh-uh. She pointed her finger.
Get to know yourself.
Get to know yourself.
Shut the fuck up. She was like, shut the front door.
She said, you're gonna get... fucking chicken pox.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna live like a rat the rest of your life, sweetie.
She said, you're gonna get chicken pox, bitch.
That was a good part. I liked when she did that. Anyways, what were we talking about? The fucking... So then they killed the... Okay, so then... This is the part that confused me. All of the stupid neighbor bitches, like, were like, oh, those witches. Like...
Yeah, fuck them.
Like, fuck those witches. And then,
don't talk to them, children.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go over. Don't play with the kids. Nope. Even though they're 2 adorable daughters, don't play with them.
No magic. But I want to know what the inside of their house looks like.
Bitch, you're a bitch.
Then all of a sudden, the same stupid neighbor bitches are coming over to the witch house to help them do a not just any spell, like a pretty hardcore spell. Like they're bringing someone, like they're like doing an exorcism.
Like... pretty big deal.
It's like, you don't just casually... I've never done witchery before. In fact, I even call them horrible things. But now, all of a sudden, I'm going to bring someone, like, back to life.
They're like, time out. Margaritas?
Yes.
In the margaritas? Let's
well, I guess I've always wanted exorcism. To see the inside. Bitch.
She said that?
Mm-hmm. No, she said something like, well, you've done since I was a little girl. I've always wanted to know what the inside of your house looks like.
They were full on holding brooms and doing this shit. But like, you're right.
Brooms. They all brought the brooms.
Yeah, all of a sudden they got brooms on deck.
They never explained how that happened. Like,
they never explained how these women all just got up in that bitch. The phone tree.
Oh, the phone tree. It didn't explain
it. It was a big deal.
No, it wasn't.
It was a big deal to Sal. For some reason.
Okay, so it was such a big
deal
to Sal.
Can you explain the phone tree? I have to get a beer.
I can't explain it. It was such a big deal to Sal, but then they let Nicole Kidman's character take over that whole scene where she...
I know, it was very convoluted. I
like being a sexy little bitch.
Oh my god, I love that scene when she's at the pool party.
The pool party?
The pool party, she's like, hide your wives.
Yeah, hide your wives. Alright guys, it's just Linda for now. A little intermission. Little ASMR for you. This has been a strange episode. What are we even talking about anymore? I mean, we've talked about many things. So if you're wondering, things have been good. What are we doing? I'm drinking a Corona. I think, she's drinking some Bud Light. Nothing's changed too much in that sense.
We're still the same little podcasters. We still like to sit and drink and bullshit. But as far as our spiritual lives, as far as our dream lives, as far as our Animal Crossing lives, like, we're really out here, you know? Like, we're really into building. We really have a podcast that you're listening to right now if you've made it this far. And if you have, thank you. And if you are wondering if we're still gonna shout out towns that listen to us, we are. I just remembered. So that was Linda's Corner. Just a little bit of ASMR for your ear holes if you are trying to fall asleep. Hopefully you're asleep now and you won't hear the rest of this because it's probably gonna get weird. I thought Brenda was coming back, but I was wrong. She's just making a lot of noise downstairs. Oh, here she comes. Thank you for coming.
I'm back. Have you told them about the chair? No, they don't want to know.
They don't care.
Anyway, I'm ready to talk some shit.
Okay.
What were you talking about?
You'll hear it later.
I was about to say, I'm ready for some, this world is bullshit.
Are we done with this movie? I don't care about this movie anymore. It was good. I liked it. It was a suggestion to watch it for the Coven thing.
What did you think about the, you know, the witch bitches witch side of it? Not witch bitches, but like
the spells and stuff?
Like the woo-woo side, yeah.
I looked it up, and he had a witch advisor, like, on the movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, that would assist with information about, like, witch stuff. So, yeah. The director did the work. But it was a flop. And he said that he actually thought it was a flop because the witch, like, demanded a bunch of money for something and they, like, didn't want to give it to her. And she was like, okay, well, which bitch is which?
Basically. Get out. Really?
And she, well, it was a lot worse than that. She, like,
what?
Started speaking in tongues to them on the
Why
phone.
Why aren't we talking about this?
Yeah.
This is the real story.
This is the real story.
This is the true story.
She wanted, like, a whole ton of money for something. Like, $250,000 for something. I forget. And I don't know the specifics. I already forgot.
Wait. How did they hire her?
Some friend suggested her to him.
What's up
some
with
her? Some friend of the director, like, suggested this witch advisor to him. And he said that she was actually very knowledgeable and, like, very smart and cool. And that's why it was so he scary wanted, when she, like, flipped the switch and, like, she started.
So why'd she flip?
I forget. She was demanding money for something and I forget. But she freaked out and started speaking in tongues and, like, was, like, basically witch bitch is witch. Like, watch this, bitch. And he got so freaked out. Everybody at, like, the studio, producers, whatever, got so freaked out by it, like, she left voicemails that they, like, just gave her the money, like, just to get rid of her, and, but he said that he thinks that's why the movie was, like, a flop, because it did not bad in the box office, but, like, critics hated it. Like,
I mean, it was a flop for multiple reasons.
I mean, it wasn't a
great film.
It's a flop
because it didn't have a very good ending. Like, it just really cut to, like, some weird choices very fast.
All of a sudden, they're doing some super magic ritual and there's like lights flying everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like a freaking, it's just, it's so
it
crazy.
Went from like two sisters that don't really fuck around with magic to like all of a sudden the most magic all the time everywhere with 12 neighbors. Like that just doesn't.
And she's like
what?
Falling in love with the cop that's like,
meanwhile, yeah,
her.
There's that other side story going on that's like, a separate movie.
Do you think the cop is hot? Like,
no.
If you met him at a bar and he started talking to you.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. If he started talking to you at a bar, you'd be all about it. Like,
dude.
The way he talks.
Can I tell you a secret?
His eyes hot.
Can I tell you a secret? I was so, okay, this time around, it got ruined for me. Because I misremembered. I haven't seen this movie in forever. And Mom and I were just talking about it randomly. And we were talking about Aiden Quinn. That's the actor's name. And me, like, misremembering, because it was, like, I was probably, like, 15 last time I saw it. So, I was, like, oh, my God, yes, Aiden is in it. And I had it confused. I thought Aiden from Sex and the City was in it.
Mm.
And I thought, I had it made up in my mind, like, that's who she ended up with. And I had, like, this weird scene in my head, like, of her and, like, a tire swing and, like, him.
Mm.
It's, like, probably from another movie. I'm just, like, jumbling them together. But, so, this time around watching it with you, like, the whole time I was, like, no, there's a plot twist. There's a plot twist. Like, he's not, it's Aiden. It's Aiden. So, like, I was convinced that he wasn't the one, even though he was, like, flipping pancakes and his eyes were different colors.
Yeah.
I was, like, dead ass convinced that, like, Aiden was going to pop up out of this tire swing and, like, be the one. And then it was just, like, my fucked up memory just fucking up the end of the movie. But
so that made you so not
kind of, well, it just kind of, like, fucked with my image of him.
He's hot, dude.
He's also the bad brother in Legends of the Fall, which you've never seen.
Yeah, we should watch that.
Can next. We please watch that? He's, like, the ultimate, you're going to hate, you want to hate somebody?
No, I don't want to hate him. I think he's really
You're hot. Going to fucking hate him.
Does he talk the same, though?
No.
His voice doesn't sound the
no,
same?
No, way worse.
I'm not going to like it.
Well?
I can't watch it.
You're going to love Tristan, a.k.a. I hate Brad Pitt. The name
Tristan, but...
Well, it's spelled with a Y.
That's even worse.
Actually, I'm lying. I'm dead as lying. It's spelled with an E. T-R-I-S-T-E-N. I don't know why I put that Y there.
Oh, God. Can we finish this movie already?
Yes. Okay, we're done with this segment. Practical Magic.
I was
overall.
Good. Overall, I liked it. I would watch it again. I enjoyed most of it. The margarita dancing.
Oh, my gosh. That makes the movie. I'll watch it just for that scene.
It's so good. It really inspired me. I'm not going to say what I did, but I might have done a little something. A little craft thing, and I played that coconut song while I did it, and I felt
and you were like, I said, doctor.
I was like, he's gonna say, doctor. Just kidding. But it was a really good song to do it with.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I love this bar.
It was a good movie. I liked it. So the next time you hear us, we'll be like, what did we say we were gonna call it?
This world is bullshit, but then we had another one.
Yeah, we had another idea.
Get a new idea.
Get a new idea? Should be what it's called.
Get a new idea.
All right, that's what it is now.
We're back. We got some bullshit.
This is called Get a New Idea.
AKA, this world is bullshit.
Okay, we're probably going to read ourselves.
AKA.
Things.
That's what it was about. Fucking something about reading. We were trying to like think of a segment name for this, and it was something about reading ourselves to fill the thought. Anyway, whatever. I'm about to read myself to feel.
Okay.
First of all, last episode, I said we were going to talk. I was like talking shit. I was like, next episode, we're going to do controversial colors.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going
to do, what the fuck is that thing called? Drunk Tank Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise known as Baker Miller Pink. Vanta Black. We're going to get into Go Blacky Teppy.
Go Blacky Teppy.
I mean, we still are going to get into Go Blacky Teppy, but...
We're not ready yet.
Not tonight. But no. I did a little background on my good old friend, Drunk Tank Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, it's like Pepto-Bismol pink. Pepto-Bismol. And I, like, actually like that color. So I was like, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that people are 30% less strong because they like that color?
No, because they like it. Because
they're involved with that color.
Kinda.
Intertwined with mm-hmm. that color. No. But... I did a little background. Guess what?
What?
This world is bullshit.
Oh, it is bullshit.
Debunked. It's like a very small study, like very little evidence, very little, like that TikTok was bullshit.
Yeah.
That TikTok was bullshit. And y'all, be on the lookout for those bullshit, especially when it comes to like conspiracy theories, because a lot of times like you do a little GTS, DuckDuckGo, and you realize... This world is bullshit. They're just literally like verbatim reciting some little blog they found and it has like no background to it.
Exactly.
So, fuck Baker Miller Pink.
Mm-hmm.
But, do you want to know something?
Yes.
Vanta Black is actually legit.
Yeah, yeah.
Vanta Black, and I actually wrote his name down. I have a little sticky tape thing. A little good buddy dippy. With my little tippy. His name was, oh my god, Anish Kapoor. He's the guy that licensed him, whatever. He, like, owns the color Vanta Black.
Imagine owning a collar.
It's like the deepest, darkest black you can ever find. Like, if you just want to, like, get into the Get Out, like, what is it called in Get Out? The sunken place?
Yeah.
Or, like, the undergarment. What's it called in Stranger Things? The Upside Down? Yeah. Like, not way darker than the Upside Down. If you, like, just want to, like, go into a big black hole,
mm-hmm.
like a deep, dark, like a black hole.
I want to, like, paint a Vanta black circle, like, on my bedroom wall, because then you can just walk up to it, like, whoop, like, I'm going to go into it.
Goodbye. like a big K-hole?
Yeah.
It's, like, the definition of a K-hole, pretty much. I mean, not that I've ever done K, but, like, I've been around.
Just go back and listen to our episode, I'm stuck in a K-hole.
There is an episode, yes, where I describe probably numerous incidences, yes. I was around a lot of K-holers.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this color is, like, super black, super K-holy, like, super, like deep, dark, like, black, what is it called? Like,
Vanta black.
No, what is it called, like, in space? Like, black hole sun, like, what is that thing called? A black hole?
Black hole, yeah. That's it.
No.
That's what it's called.
No way.
A black hole, literally.
There's not, like, a better name.
No, it's just like a wormhole? Black hole? It's a black hole. No, okay. It's just a black hole.
All right.
It's its own thing.
So,
it's a real thing.
We keep saying that. It's its own thing.
It is its own thing.
Like David S. Pumpkins. But anyway, have you ever seen David S.
Pumpkins? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll come back to that. Anyway, Vanta black hole. This guy, Anish Kapoor, was like, nobody can use this color but me. So he got permission from whoever to only use this color for himself and not share it with the world. So this other guy, this, like, French, I don't know if he was French. He was British. His name is fucking Stuart Simple. I can't remember.
Simple Plan?
I wrote it down, but then I spilled coffee on my notes. So I think it's Simple Plan, but with an E. Like S-E-M-P-L-E. Anyway,
simple.
The simple playing guy, Stuart, mm-hmm. he was like, that doesn't sit very well with me. Like, I don't like the idea of somebody that just owns this color.
Yeah.
And nobody will ever enjoy the love of this color because this guy is just keeping it to himself.
What does he need it for?
Like, what is the use?
What are you hogging it for? What are you really doing with that color, bitch?
As Mac Miller once said, what's the use?
What's the use?
So, guess what he did? He invented a fucking cooler, debatably, color called the world's pinkest pink or something. World's pinkest pink.
That's the name he came up with.
The world's pinkest pink, which I personally love because I love the color pink.
But is it?
That's what it's called. The world's pinkest pink. And guess what?
What?
He said everybody in the whole world can use it except for Anish Kapoor.
Period.
And then he made a whole market of fucking Bible of things. Like,
he told him, get a new idea.
Everybody,
sweetie.
Buy my paint, buy my lovers, buy my highlighters, buy my glitter. But nobody called Anish Kapoor can do this. Everybody else,
balls. So what if Anish Kapoor changes his name? Is it like go and buy his social security number or what? Like, who's to say that he can't
have
put on
have
a disguise
a stolen and, like, identity.
Have a stolen identity and buy this color and make something under that fake name?
He gets sued.
Not if
for fraud.
Not if he changed his name.
Fraud. You can't be a fake. He's catfishing at that point.
If he legally changes his name to Kanish
Shmamish
Namamor. Shmamish Mashmor. Then then who's to say? Who can tell him what to do, really?
People that have your fingerprint in
your
blood.
Fingerprint.
In your dental work.
Bingo. They're going to check your dental work when
and
you're at the register at Home Depot trying to buy the pinkest pink in the world?
Ah, good question.
If you have cash, who's really stopping you?
I think it's like the principle of it. And then,
if I was Shmishmishmishmore, I would break the principle.
Shmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishmishm Vanta Black. And then I'm gonna put it on the labeling with my world's greatest pink is pink and say, fuck you, Anish.
Fuck you, Mish.
Fuck you, Mish.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Anish.
All right, I said puck. I had more.
Leroy hasn't had more.
Oh my god, the casket girls.
No.
Oh my gosh.
We gotta take a break.
We have to take a break. Santana, I'm back. I have something to talk about really quick.
Okay.
I mean, do you really want me to get into it? The casket girls. There's this bullshit going around on TikTok about these girls called casket girls. Do I really want to get into this?
I don't know if we want to. We should save this.
It's some fucked up shit where people are saying that these girls, like, in the freaking 1700s, came to New Orleans and were vampires, and they had these casket suitcases, and they, like, stored them on the third floor, and then the infant mortality rate rose, and, like, all this vampire blood-sucking shit started going down, and, like, they're saying that these vampire bitches were witches and bitches and just came to suck the blood of New Orleans. There's a lot of vampire talk in New Orleans, mm-hmm. as it turned out.
I didn't know.
I did.
My I didn't know little, it was like vampire shit.
Well, it's like very French, like very...
I thought vampires were like Romanian.
There's different vampires, but, you know... like New Orleans, Louisiana, mm-hmm. it's like has like a deep French kind of background even before like we were this country. So anyway, long story short, there's a lot of vampire stories going back to New Orleans, and I actually did the research for this casket girls thing, and I guess we're not gonna talk about it tonight, but I got a lot to say about it.
I think we should save it.
And now I'm going to save it. I'm going to name it.
Mainly, this has been a long episode so far, believe it or not. I don't know how we had so much built up inside of us.
We sang a lot of Barney songs.
We talked about so many things. But also, the main thing, I can't stop thinking about the mac and cheese bowl I have in the fridge.
Oh, shit. It's okay, like, Linda's hungry.
It's, like, starting to bother me at this point. And this always happens at the end of the episodes, it seems. But it's, like, starting to... It's, like, I see pictures of it.
Linda can't stop thinking about food. And then we gotta go.
I have a new idea, though.
What?
Just really quick. Earlier, I said that Destiny's Child sang the Proud Family theme song upon a little bit of GTSing. I think it was actually just Solange. But I think Beyonce was doing some backup vocals
for sure.
But Solange is just as good. I love Solange.
You told me something during our break. You said that Solange, like, changed your effing life.
She didn't change my life. I said she got me through working.
Get a new life.
Get a new idea. Working in that job that I hated is when that last album came out. And I was just like, it put me in such a good mood because I could just have my headphones in all day. And I would just like be in such a good mood just skipping around to get my water samples and shit and like. Just made me happier while I was there. It was a really good album. Fuck it.
Hey, guys, it's been real.
Follow us on Instagram.
Not Tonight Podcast. Fucking review, subscribe, rate, record. You know, share our shit on Instagram. DM us. Talk to us, man.
Yeah, we like that.
What else? We're on Twitter and Facebook, too. Just, you know, you all know how to search.
Not Tonight Podcast.
It's usually Not Tonight Podcast, okay? Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda.
Wow, I gotta eat mac and cheese. Goodbye, guys.
All right, it's been nice knowing you.
It's been so fun.
I mean, we're cool, right?
We're cool still, right?
I mean, like, GTS.
Oh my god, our town shout out.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
All right, never mind.
Really quick, we're back.
Real quick, we're back. All right, town shout out, townies, ready, go.
Mine is Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow, mine is not. Mine is Pompano Beach, Florida.
Wow, what are they? Do you know anything about them?
They're in between Fort Lauderdale and fucking, kind of near, like, North Miami. Oh, my God, in Boynton Beach, where fucking... our girl, Bad Baby, a.k.a. Danielle, whatever, a.k.a. Wow. Kesha Sai, how about that, a.k.a. Trey Turner, a.k.a. where I secretly just want to like take a low-key vacation, Pompano Beach.
So that's pretty cool. So did we even say what we're doing? These are, you guys listen to us in these places.
Yes, these are our listeners. We're going to start telling you
like places that people listen to us because we think it's so weird and cool that like weird ass little places we've never heard of listen to us.
50% of our, like, we can check our analytics, right? So like 50% of our listeners in Florida are from Pompano Beach.
50%?
And if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, my fault.
Who are you guys?
Who are you? Please reach out.
DM us, please.
And Pompano.
Istanbul is, how do you say it? Istanbul is 100% of our listeners in Turkey, surprisingly. That's where they all are. It's probably one. but they're out there. So I thought that was really cool. Istanbul is like really
Istanbul.
Pretty cultural, like historically, like exquisite. Like,
it's a beautiful city.
So pretty. There's so much to do.
Please, Istanbul. I'm not going to get like one listener.
Let's go.
Dear then. Istanbul, send us your pictures of your life.
Of your backyard, please.
Of the holes in your, like, secret walls and, like, the beautiful ancient ruins.
The holes in your secret walls. Get me out of here.
I love you. Okay.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Okay, let's go.
I hate it here. I need a grape soda.
Let's go.
All right. All right. Good night.
Thanks. DM us, though, for real. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.